war came suddenly, without warning, to the sea and sun of Lebanon's most promising summer. It interrupted the children's playful games and turned their smiles into tears. Childhood is a fragile and delicate thing. It takes very little violence to change someone this young and vulnerable forever, to scar them for life. Innocence was one of the first casualties of war, a war that was waiting for an excuse to happen. Israel claims it is only defending itself, yet its war machine is targeting residential blocks, homes, hospitals, ambulances, UN bases, and journalists. 45% of those who have died on the Lebanese side are children. Many met a violent and painful end, crushed and mangled beneath the debris of their homes. Those who survive stay out of their hospital beds at a strange and frightening world. They thought they were safe. Now they are unlikely to feel safe ever again. Children may not be able to articulate how they feel as clearly as an adult can, but the fear, confusion, and sadness in their eyes speak volumes to the camera. This is now their world, a shattered empty place, covered in white cement powder, a recurring nightmare of loud booms, black smoke and sirens, blood-splattered walls and torn limbs. Many children squeeze their eyes brightly shut at night and offer a silent prayer that when they awaken, all this ugly reality world have just gone away. Those children, if they could, would ask the world, till when? Till when must they hear the bombs, feel the earth shake, and watch their mothers cry? Till when must they remain afraid? As politicians around the world drag their feet, and as long as the US administration opposes any immediate ceasefire, Israel has carte blanche to do as it likes, and there are no limits to the extent of its aggression. only the free voices of the people of the world that cry out against this unjust attack may stop it. Only you may give back to our children what is left of their childhood.